Going Linux, episode 271, Ubuntu Mate and Peppermint, distro review. Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Bill.
Whether you are new to Linux, upgrading from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will help you with valuable information and advice that will help you in Going Linux.
We hope that you find this and all our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and its applications and using them to get things done.
In today's episode, Ubuntu Mate and Peppermint distro review. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for coming on and talking and with me about this distro review. And it's more than just Ubuntu Mate and the Peppermint Linux. There's some other stuff in it too. Uh-huh. I did a little Linux game review also, just that I was playing with. Just wanted to, you know, throw that out there. But I enjoyed this one. I took the advice from our Google Plus community, and I did this one a lot more relaxed. I just kind of talked about it. I didn't read a lot. Just say, hey, because a lot of them said, stop reading scripts.
Yeah.
So I didn't. I think I might have just, I had some notes just so I wouldn't forget, but I was just talking about it. And I think it went well. So
That's good. I haven't listened to it yet. So we'll play it now and I'll listen to it along with our listeners and I'll be as surprised as they are. So and hopefully we'll be as pleased with your relaxed atmosphere for recording this.
We'll see.
Yeah. And thanks again for recording an episode solo. I know you like to learn and you like to practice and you like to do these things so that you can become better at podcasting.
Hey, I
think that's great.
It didn't take me all day to edit it either, so.
Excellent. You're getting better. There you go. Tips and tricks help.
Yeah, it does. Let's go ahead and give this a listen.
Okay.
All right. Hey, guys. Today I got a few reviews for you. The first one I want to talk about is Peppermint Linux. I tried installing Peppermint Linux on a low-end Linux machine with the AMD Sampron, and then I tried installing it on a high-end Core i7 machine. And so let me give you the overall impression. It felt like there was too many cooks in the kitchen, and let me tell you why. The first is they use so many different elements from so many different distros that it just is crazy. I'll give you an example. They use the Linux Mint icons, the Linux Mint store, and they don't even rebrand it. Now, the background looks good. They have a lot of nice colored backgrounds, but it just doesn't come together. The performance for an LXDE machine was below what I thought it should be. You do have to install quite a bit of software if you want to, you know, set it up how you want. You can install as little as or as much, but using that software store was it either locked up or was too slow. Now, on the low-end system, it booted fairly quickly, but then it was very sluggish for some reason, and I don't know if that was the machine or the OS, but on a high-end machine, it also loaded quickly, and it still can run kind of badly. I don't know what they're doing in the background with Peppermint Linux, but it's just they've got too many elements from too many different people. They got too many. It just feels like they just said we're going to throw everything in here, and we're going to make it be everything to everybody, and it just doesn't work. So, would I recommend a new user use Peppermint Linux? Not a chance in this world. They need to do some work. I will keep an eye on it. Other than that, I just want to say that, you know, not bashing them, but they really need to spend some time and actually make it Peppermint Linux instead of borrow everything from other distros. The next one I want to talk about, and I was very pleased with, was Ubuntu Mate. It was stellar. It had a good looking desktop. The Mate desktop was very familiar than the old, than compared to the old GNOME 2. It also was very, very, very fast. Everything ran fine on the low-end and high-end systems. It was just blazingly fast. So it felt like you really couldn't tell a difference. I couldn't anyway. It has some nice tools. One was called Mate Tweak, which lets you change some settings, and that was really nice to have installed. And one of the things that I liked about it is it had the modern Ubuntu features, but it had the very familiar GNOME 2 desktop. I don't know if that really makes sense to but it's just so nice to be able to have a very fast system and still has some modern features with it. And the features that I liked them a lot was the software store. It was very fast, responsive. The updating of the system was just blazingly fast, and I downloaded it with a torrent, and I think I got the whole distro in about 3 minutes. So, I hate waiting. The one thing that I did do a little differently is I like to use the Synaptic Install Manager, and it was very, very nice. So you could either use the store or the Synaptic Manager. It was just a well-rounded OS, beautiful, nice desktops. You can tell they spent some time on it. All the icons look nice. They had the theming right. There is no criticism. Would I recommend this for a new user? Absolutely. Without a doubt, Ubuntu Mate is awesome. The next one we'll talk about is Ubuntu 14.04. I installed it on a high-end system, Core i7. It ran fine, and it basically has a new Unity. It has some Amazon integration. It ran fine. It didn't have any issues. It was just Ubuntu. Just plain old Ubuntu. Works fine. Found drivers for things, and it just ran. The only thing it had a problem with was on the Core i7, it couldn't install a working LAN driver, but it worked wirelessly out of the box. So that was the only snafu on the whole install, and I can live with that. I mean, it's nothing. As long as you can connect, you're great. So Ubuntu 14.04, I would say, is a really, really nice, easy use system if you like Unity. But it's not as fast as that Mate, Ubuntu Mate. It's just not. So it has a little bit of flash to it, but it's a safe operating system. Would I recommend that? Absolutely. Ubuntu just works. I'm not going to go and say anything about Linux Mint except saying that they just released a point release, and it, as usual, Linux Mint does everything pretty much right to smack on. It looks great, runs great. They do a lot of the nice installs. And so, I can't complain about even Linux Mint. I didn't install it on physical hardware. I installed it in the virtual box, and it ran fine. And you wouldn't know that it didn't have a lot of resources. I put it on 1 gigabyte of system memory and just a smaller install, and it's still petering along and having a great time. So another great system to look at. The next one I want to talk about is Elementary OS. It uses the new Pantheon desktop with the Ubuntu underpinnings. It's extremely fast. It's kind of a mix between OS X and Windows, I guess. It's very interesting. It installed everything, except it had a problem that I could not fix from the user interface. I tried several things on command line. I could never get it fixed. So let me tell you what happened. After I installed it and updated everything, and I installed this on the AMD system because I wanted to see how fast it would run, and it ran really blazingly fast. When you're picking, the install Dropbox, it says Pantheon integration, and if you click that, It just would not let me remove it again. It wouldn't install. Dropbox kept giving me errors. And I don't know if it's Pantheon Desktop's fault or Ubuntu's. So what I did is I reinstalled it, and I just did it, just installed Dropbox, and it just worked then. It didn't have any problems. So what I would say is just kind of stay away from the Pantheon integration part. I don't know what it's for, but it ran very fast on just a low-end system, you know, 1 gigabyte. Nothing special about it. It just run well. It's kind of interesting because you can use a lot of keyboard shortcuts. So what I would suggest is, if you like keyboard shortcuts, this is a great one. Sometimes you have to click two or three things to get. You have to dig through menus or dig through panels, or I think is a closer correct term. So other than that, which can be a little annoying, it's a pretty solid system. Would I suggest that over Linux Mint or Ubuntu Mate? I'm sorry, no. I'm just going to tell you the winners every time are Linux Mint and Ubuntu Mate. They just work, and they work well, and no errors. So where it is good, and they got another version coming out very soon, it's just not quite good enough yet. It's getting there. Soon I would hope to be able to say, hey, install Elementary OS, you're going to love it. But it's just a few more little, I guess, niggly things, that, as Larry likes to say. So what I would suggest is just keep an eye on it. And if you like the desktop, which is very quick, you know, maybe try it after they release the next version of it. Now, I want to talk about OpenSUSE. I installed OpenSUSE, the latest version of OpenSUSE, and for the first couple days it ran fine. Then I started having little issues with it, and then I started having some big issues with it, and I just got tired of dealing with it. So it didn't last a whole year, unfortunately, but I have to say it's still installed well and ran well, but it doesn't have quite the customization ability as you would get in Ubuntu. It's a great operating system, but I don't know if it's quite ready for prime time. Now, one thing I would like to say is it's probably one of the better RPM distros out there, and I would say probably the first one is that would be the best would be PC Linux OS, which I installed the latest version, and it ran wonderfully. So what I would suggest, if you're going to run an RPM, go ahead and look at PC Linux OS, because I think it's still more stable than OpenSUSE. And they do, it's a smaller distro, but I consider it the Linux Mint of the RPM distributions. So that's what I would suggest as far as an RPM. I wouldn't suggest Mageia. Mageia is this fairly new one, a new split from Mandrake, and it just doesn't seem to like me. RPMs in general don't like me, but I would suggest if you're going to use an RPM, use PC Linux OS. Fedora. Fedora just hates my guts. I'm not even going. All I'm going to say is I could not update through the user interface. I couldn't install any programs from the user interface. I had to do it all command line, which is fine, but a new user is not going to want that. And that's just a death deal. You just can't do it. So what I would suggest is stay away from Fedora. You just, you know, that you can't really depend on it like you can Linux Mint, Ubuntu, Ubuntu Mate. You just can't really depend on it. Now, what I would say is I know they do a lot of good stuff, but for right now, if you're a new user, stay away from Fedora. And let's move on to just a little more fun topic. You know, I'm not going to waste too much more of your time on just saying what I found on the various Linux distributions, but I had a chance to install Flight Gear, which is a Linux game that's a flight simulator. And I was thinking, how good could this be? Oh wow, it's probably as good as my X-Plane I have installed on Windows. Maybe not quite as good as graphics, but the graphics can be pretty detailed and they look really good. It ran well, except when I ran the plane into mountains, and yeah, that's my fault. What I would suggest is, if you have a fairly powerful machine and you like flight simulators, give Flight Gear a chance. You might be pleasantly surprised because it's a pretty nice system. It really, really, really is. It's a great program. You could add things onto it. You can looks like you can add airports. So I've been looking on the internet. You can download models for it, and the whole, these people go into great depth for the cockpit. So look at that. You might be presently surprised. And I want to tell you a fun going Linux story. I had a customer, and I posted this on our Google Plus forums, but it's just too good not to tell again, because I know some of you guys don't go to Google Plus forums a lot, so you might have missed it. But had a customer who hated his PC, and so he didn't want to run Linux. So he asked me if he bought a new iMac and iMac for laptop, and he wanted me to set up the printer and set up his networking, which I did. And he paid me for my services. And as I was getting ready to walk out, he says, "You want to buy my laptop?" And I'm thinking he's going to want a lot of money for this, because this is a Core i7 machine, because I've worked on it before, because he always kept getting viruses and malware. And what happened was he said, "I'll just give me $50, you can have it." I couldn't put $50 in his hand fast enough. I took it home, put Ubuntu on it, and it's been happily recording this episode. So you really can't go wrong. So it does. Sometimes it does pay. So I got a $50 a Core i7 computer made by HP, and it's called a DV6, a Pavilion DV6, and it just runs well. So that's a cool going Linux story. I'm sorry that this is only me talking to you today. This is one of those single shows, I just kind of want to talk to you about the different what I found out and stuff. Maybe these aren't your what you've gotten when you installed them. So if you haven't, why don't you post your experiences if you've had problems with anything I said, or if you've had similar problems. Okay, guys, this is Bill. I really appreciate you spending your time with me. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you later.
So you ripped a little bit on Peppermint, huh?
Yeah. It's, like I said, too many cooks in that distro. That distro is a mess. It has a potential, but what needs to happen is you need to get a drill sergeant in there and just clean out some of the cruft. And when I look at it, I get confused because they're trying to do too much with it. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Two computers didn't run it well, and with different processors, different equipment. So I just can't recommend it. But what do you think about my recommendation about using the Ubuntu Mate?
Well, I'm pretty impressed with that distribution as well.
Oh, I was too.
I know that the Mate team has done a great deal of work making the successor to GNOME 2, just better and better and better over time. I've been exposed to it in Linux Mint, and I'm just so happy that Ubuntu has taken it on. I think between those two distributions, it will gain in popularity, and it might just become the most popular version of Ubuntu out there. And it's certainly an excellent alternative to all of the other desktop environments. It's simple, it's lightweight, it works great, and as you said, it's fast.
But I do want to mention, it's simple and easy to use, but they've taken the modern Ubuntu system, you know, with the improvements and the modifications, and it just makes it that much better.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's powerful. And I can't remember who recommended this to me, on Google Plus, but I like it so much, I'm planning to pull the regular Ubuntu off my beast and put the Mate on it. I like it so much. So I'll be using that, instead of Ubuntu. I just like it so much. I like the GNOME 2 anyway, but comparing that to the Uni interface, and you can just feel the speed and the level of, let me just say, detail and love that they put into this. This wasn't slapped together, and that's what frustrated me about the Peppermint Linux. It didn't have any of that, mm-hmm. and it's using Ubuntu base too. So how can one project not have it and another project just nail it 100%? I mean, the Ubuntu or the LXDE desktop is supposed to even be lighter weight than the old GNOME 2. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened, but all I know is that Ubuntu Mate or Mate or whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it is just fabulous. I like it a lot. But okay, I'll stop. I'm starting to get kind of fanboyish. But they did a good job, and whoever recommended that, thanks, guy. That you're right. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. And thanks, Bill, for an excellent episode. And our next episode will be listener feedback. So until then, you can go to our website at goinglinux.com for articles and show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe. We are the website for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done.
And if you'd like, you can participate directly with our friendly and helpful community members by joining the discussion in our Going Linux podcast Google Plus community.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
73.
Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.